بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ودخل معه السجن فتيان، قال أحدهما إني أراني أعصر خمرا، وقال الآخر إني أراني أحمل فوق رأسي خبزا تأكل الطير منه، نبئنا بتأويله، إنا نراك من المحسنين. قال لا يأتيكما طعام ترزقانه إلا نبأتكما بتأويله قبل أن يأتيكما، ذلكما مما علمني ربي، إني تركت ملة قوم لا يؤمنون بالله وهم بالآخرة هم كافرون. واتبعت ملة آبائي إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب، ما كان لنا أن نشرك بالله من شيء، ذلك من فضل الله علينا وعلى الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون. يا صاحبي السجن أأرباب متفرقون خير أم الله الواحد القهار؟ ما تعبدون من دونه إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان، إن الحكم إلا لله، أمر أن لا تعبدوا إلا إياه، ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم.
As we know, discussed last week, that Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam finally was taken to prison. Now the Quran makes mention, وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانَ, that when Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam entered this jail, in this prison, with him two youngsters also entered. One waqia comes to mind regarding respected elders, Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam. The orders of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala meant everything for them. Ibn Majah, there is one riwayat, Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting this verse of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, Taseem Meem, the surah he was reciting. When he came to the waqiyah where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, when he killed at Qibti and then he migrated to Madian. And when he reaches Madian, وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاءَ مَدْيَنْ, and when Musa arrived at Madian, وَجَرَ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّةً مِنَ النَّاسِ يَسْقُونَ, he found one well, and people had come there with their flock. And he found, وَوَجَدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُمْرَأَتَيْنِ تَدُودَانِ, that there were two girls that were standing on one corner with their flock, awaiting that all the shepherd can go, thereafter they will come forward. قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُمَا, why are you so reserved? Why are you standing at the back when this well belongs to everyone? Everyone has rights. قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُمَا, قَالَتَا لَا نَسْقِي حَتَّى يُسْدِرَ الرِّعَاءَ وَأَبُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ. We cannot go in that crowd where there is only men. So when all the men are finished, thereafter we will take our flock. The question might arise to you, O Musa, why is it that our father has not come? Then let it be clear to you, وَأَبُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ, our father is very ill and he is very old. He is unable to come, that is why we were compelled to leave home, we were forced to leave home, we had no option but to come. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the heart of a Nabi, respected elders, how shafiq, how meherban. Anyway, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam done the favor and he took the animals and he took it to the well because he was a Nabi and he was a man, so it was easy for him. Thereafter he sent them home. So it so happened that today they return earlier than the normal time. So the father was astonished that, oh my daughters, normally you return at this time, what makes you come so early today? He says, oh father, we found one stranger and this is how he assisted us. Bearing in mind that Musa alayhi salatu was salam was surviving on three leaves. Musa alayhi salatu was salam was surviving by chewing the leaves of the tree. Like one alim explains, کہ پندرہ پندرہ دن درخت کے پتے چبا چبا کے آپ نے قرآن کی تلاوت کی, آج ہزاروں نعمتوں کھانے کے بعد توفیق نہیں ہوتی اس قرآن کو کھولنے کی. نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, صحابہ اکرام used to chew the leaves of the trees and day after day used to recite the Quran. Today in our comfortable homes under the fan we can't open the kalam of Allah, so when will we open it? Sahaba ikram used to chew the leaves and then they used to read the kalam of Allah. Today sitting under our fan we can't open the kalam of Allah, friends. Then when will we open the kalam of Allah? Anyway, oh my Allah, lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Ya Allah, whatever decision you make, whatever ni'mat you bestow, oh Allah, I'm in need, assist me, Ya Allah. I'm a stranger here, no one knows me, oh Allah. I have no shelter, I have no food, oh Allah. You make the intizam. فجاءت إحداهما تمشي على استحياء قالت إن أبي يدعوك ليجزيك أجر ما سقيت لنا. One of the two sisters came with great modesty. قالت, lowering her gaze, إن أبي يدعوك, my father is calling you, ليجزيك, to compensate you for what you have done, ليجزيك أجر ما سقيت لنا. So because he had made dua, now Allah Ta'ala was making the shakr. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came home. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ وَقَصَّ عَلَيْهِ الْقَصَصِ, and he related his incident to Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. قَالَ لَا تَخَفْ, don't fear, نَجَيْتَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Anyway, the waqiyah is pointed, I want to emphasize here, that Nabi Paak mentioned while he was reciting the Quran and he came to this verse. He says, إِنَّ مُوسَى آجَرَ نَفْسَهُ ثَمَانِيَ وَعَشْرَ سِنِينَ. That Shu'aib alayhi salatu was salam told Musa alayhi salam, inni uridu an unkihaka ihda ibnatayya hatayn, that I wish to propose one of my daughters to you, the father. Today you must bear in mind, friends, I always mention, our Gujarati customs are not deen. Our Gujarati traditions that our forefathers brought, this is not deen. Many things are in our homes and in our society and in our dealings, which we regard as deen, because we were taught, which we got no proof, no evidence from Quran and Hadith. It was one tradition in our society, so we make it faraz. Today, the father, he cannot take his daughter. Our society has become such. Ya Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, a Nabi of Allah. Inni uridu an unkihaka ihda ibnatayya hatayn. When he seen this man, and he recognized the kamal of this person, that this is a very honest man, this is a very pious person, this is a God-fearing person, so I wish to propose one of my daughters to you, to hand her over to in your nikah. Ala an ta'jurani thamaniya hijaj, and what will the dowry be? That you will work for me for 8 years. The labor, the dowry, ala an ta'jurani, that you will remain a labor by me for 8 years. فَإِنْ أَتْمَمْتَ عَشْرًا فَمِنْ عِنْدِكَ, and 8 years is the deal, but I'll appreciate it if you do 10 years, but I will not enforce it on you. 8 years is the deal on which we agree, and 10 years if you do willingly, then I'll appreciate it. So Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to this verse and he praised Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, that to guard and to protect his chastity and to consume halal, he worked for 8 years, but he did not satisfy himself in any haram way. He worked for 8 years and he had his nikah performed so that he could have it done in the halal way and he could have some halal risk. Like how Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam tolerated the stay in the prison so that the order of Allah mustn't be broken. Likewise, Musa alayhi salam leaving his birthplace and he's working, he's in a foreign place, in a foreign country. He's working for 10 years. The condition was 8 years. But as the Quran mentions, he took the 10 years and he worked for 10 years. But to guard himself, this was the quality of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, my respected elders. That come what may, the order of Allah must prevail. Allah Ta'ala grant us this, respected elders. So what Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, two youngsters entered. قَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَعْصِرُ خَمْرًا. Now with the many prisoners they've seen, a very strange and unusual thing with this prisoner. When you see the piety, the akhlaq, the conduct, the jamal, the kamal of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, we noticed that this was an ordinary man. To such an extent, then one of the people that were in charge there became very attached to Yusuf alayhi salam. And he revealed this to Yusuf alayhi salam. He says that I am very attached to you and I am very fond of you. So Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam said, please don't be very attached to me. Whenever anyone got attached to me and anyone had muhabbat for me, then that person got away and he trapped me. When I was a young boy, after the demise of my mother, I stayed in the care of my aunt. And my aunt also was very fond of me. When it was time for me to part from my aunt and return to my father, the separation was very difficult for her to withstand. So she made a scheme and a plan, and she hid some of her valuable items with me. And she passed the rumor that this particular item of mine was stolen. When they started searching, it was found by me, and according to the ruling of that Shariat, it was decided that now you are removed by your aunt. So because of her aunt, because of the love that my aunt had for me, in the end I had to face the consequences. Because of the profound love of my father, I had to stay in the well for 3 days. And I was taken as a slave and I was sold in the market. In Jalalain, in one hasha, I read Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi has written, laqiya abahu, that Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, the time he left his father, and when he met his father, how long, what was the difference of time? Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, thamanuna sana, it was the difference of 80 years. The separation was 80 years. How Allah Pak tested his servants, respected Allah. How Allah Pak tested Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So because of the profound love of my father, I had to stay in the well. Then now the king's wife fell in love. Na'udhu billah, she had an evil. My father's love and my aunt's love was a true and a genuine love. She had an evil intention. And because of her evil intention, I am here today in the prison. So he told this person that, please, if you've got muhabbat also, keep it in yourself. You will have your muhabbat in the end, I'll have to face the consequences. This is written in Tafsir al-Madhari. قَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَعْصِرُ خَمْرًا. So one of them approached Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And he told him that I had a dream. And I seen that I was squeezing liquor, grapes. وَقَالَ الْآخَرِ إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَحْمِلُ فَوْقَ رَأْسِي خُبْزًا. And the other one said, I seen in a dream, this vision, that I had some bread on my head, and as I was walking, some birds were coming and eating from this. نَبِّئْنَا بِتَأْوِينِهِ. Please do interpret this dream for us. And what is the reason that we chose you and not the other prisoners? إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. We see your piety, we see your taqwa, we see your kamal, we see your jamal, we see your sharafat, your muruwat, your akhlaq. That is why we approach you and we didn't approach the other. It's written, Mufti Shafi Sahib has written, that it was his practice in the jail, he would visit the sick. He would assess those that were in any need. He used to give dawat in the jail. This was his practice in the state, in his stay in the jail. He was unlike the other prisoners. And the one in charge even mentioned to him, that if it was in my control, wallah, I would have set you free. But I've got no option, I'm just doing my job here. It's not in my control, or else I would have set you free long time. قَالَ لَا يَأْتِيكُمَا طَعَامٌ تُرْزَقَانِهِ إِلَّا نَبَّأْتُكُمَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمَا. Before you get your today's meals, prior to that I will interpret the dream. In other words, it will be within minutes I will interpret this. And look at the Nabi, respected elders. One statement of a Nabi is a lesson for the entire Ummat. One statement. ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. I will interpret the dreams, not because I am intelligent and I've got a vast understanding of things and because of my status and my piety. This is because of the mercy of Allah. Among the many servants of His, He chose me and He taught me this. It's not any kamal on my part. It's not because of my own intelligence. ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. My Allah taught me. That is why Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَلَى mentions, فَلَا تُذَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't set and prove yourself to be pious. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. He knows exactly who is pious. You can deceive me, friends. I don't know your back story. I don't know your back life. You can deceive the next man. But Allah, huwa a'lamu bikum idh ansha'akum min al-ard. Allah says, insan, you can go how far you want in life. I know the day I created you. When I created you, when insan is in the womb of his mother, already it is written that will he be a pious person or not. So I know you from day one. What are you trying to impress me? وَإِذْ أَنْتُمْ أَجِنَّةٌ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. And the fetus when he was in the womb of his mother. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't sit and praise yourself. وَأَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. We must fear respected elders. Allah Pak must accept the broken amal of ours. Allah must accept it. Wallah, he is totally independent, friends. My ustad used to say, if Allah didn't send one Nabi and he sent everyone in the dunya and he expected them to be on the right path and he went on the wrong path and then everyone came in front of Allah and he said, Jahannam is your abode, who could lift a finger against it? He's a badshah. He's a king of his own. No one can question him. He'll do what he wants to, when he wants to, how he wants to. He's totally independent, friends. He'll do what he wants to. وَأَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Today many people, when you go to his house, say, Bhai Muhammad, just bring that zamzam water from my 9th hajj. You made 9 hajj or 10 hajj. Bhai, what are you trying to impress? For Allah. Main thing is Allah must accept our amal, friends. Whatever little we are doing, if Allah doesn't accept it, Allahu Akbar. And if Allah wants to accept respected elders, then the slightest actions, that is why al-imanu bayna al-raja'i wal-khawf. Iman is between hope and fear. There was one person that was in charge of the good of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he passed away, people said, "Bas, he's a jannati, he's a jannati." Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Innahu fin nar." By the qasam of Allah, he is in Jahannam. The man that was in charge of the clothes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's in Hadith Sharif, he is in Jahannam. He had taken one shawl which did not belong to him. Such a small thing. One buzruk passed away, someone seen him in a dream. He says, Ma fa'ala Allahu bik, how did you fare in front of Allah? He says, Allah has told me make one decision. I borrowed a needle from the neighbor, it's still not returned. Till the needle won't be returned to the neighbor, till then no decision will be made for me. Namaz is iman and Islam is not limited to the four walls of the masjid. Our deeds and our transactions, our business, respected elders. Iman governs the 24 hours of our life. How we conduct ourselves. That is why Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba ikram, Atadruna man al-muflis? Do you know who is a pauper? A pauper? A bankrupt person? Qalu al-muflisu feena man la dirham lahu wa la mata. O Nabi of Allah, a pauper is that person who has no belongings, no possession, no wealth, no properties. Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قال إن المفلس من أمتي من يأتي يوم القيامة بصلاة وصيام وزكاة ويأتي قد شتم هذا وأكل مال هذا وضرب هذا وسفك دم هذا فيعطى هذا من حسناته وهذا من حسناته فإن فنيت حسناته قبل أن يقضى عليه أخذ من خطاياهم ثم طرحت عليه فطرح في النار كما قال. The riwayat is in Muslim Sharif. A pauper from amongst my ummah is that person who will come in front of Allah with namaz of for years, 20 years of namaz, hajj, 5-10 hajj, zakat, every year zakat, nafil, everything. But at the same time, قَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا. He spoke ill of someone. وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا. He ate the rights of someone. Today, how much respected elders, how many people, this mamla of inheritance, how many people are eating the rights of their sisters? How many people are eating the rights of their sisters? Whereas those people that intended depriving the inheritors of the inheritance, Nabiya Pak said, I don't want to read the janaza on that person. I won't perform salat janaza on such a person. This is nothing ordinary, friends. How our deeds are today, our transaction. وَيَأْتِي قَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا وَسَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا. So all these people will come in front of Allah and they will complain. Then Allah will say, you start taking his good actions. Nabiya Pak says, a time will come, his good actions will be exhausted and people will still come and complain. Allah Ta'ala will say, now you take your bad actions and you throw it on him and then you throw him in Jahannam. Allah save us. So Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam said, قَالَ لَا يَأْتِيكُمَا طَعَامٌ تُرَزَقَانِهِ إِلَّا نَبَّأْتُكُمَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ قَبْلَ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمَا. ذلكما مما علمني ربي. This is because Allah has taught me. إني تركت ملة قوم لا يؤمنون. This is a Nabi respected elders. A Nabi, wherever he sees the gap of da'wah, wherever he can present the da'wah of Allah, immediately he goes forward. That is why Mullah Sayyid Khan Sahib says, Atala Allahu Baqahu, Allah give him long life. Say Ameen, friends. At this age, 92, there was an istima in Turkey recently. Mullah Sayyid Khan Sahib traveled, respected elders, 1500 kilometers. They were traveling 500 kilometers every day at the age of 92. What our elders are doing for us. Hazrat Mawlana Inamul Hasan Rahmatullah Alayhi, who passed away, someone seen him in a dream in a very good appearance. So he asked him, what happened? He says, by the Qasam of Allah, every day I used to lift my hands and I used to take one country's name every day, and 1 hour I used to cry in front of Allah, Ya Allah, in South Africa, these ahkam of yours have been broken. Ya Allah, you take pity on the ummah and you give them the tawfiq to revive your ahkam. Every day, 1 hour, I used to take one country's name, and without fail, I would cry to Allah Pak. Today, we are such friends, they are crying for us, and we are not bothered. We are not bothered. So, Mullah Sayyid Khan Sahib always mentioned that a da'i must have the qualities of a son, that the son gives rise to the entire dunya, young or old, black or white, male or female. Likewise, a da'i must have nigah that Allah must give hidayah to humanity. Then some will praise the sun and some will insult the sun, but the sun will continue giving rays. Some will say, Alhamdulillah, today it's sunny. Some will say, it's too hot. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam seen the chance that he can present the da'wah. What did he say? Later I'll interpret. Inni taraktu millata qawmin la yu'minuna billah. The reason that Allah has taught me this and Allah did not teach you, because I have abandoned that religion and that practice of those people, la yu'minuna billah, who deny the oneness of Allah and who deny the existence of Qiyamah and who worship in many gods and deities and idols. One day I was coming back from madrasa. Sometimes you look at these people, you know, it's beyond comprehension. They had it advertised there, deities on tiles. Deities, gods on tiles. Now you look at this person, Ya Allah. That is why that Mufassiri has written, when insan wants to believe, insan jab manne parata hai, to patthar ko bhi apna maabood samajh leta hai. When insan wants to believe, then even a stone can mean God to him. But when he doesn't want to believe, then even ahkamul hakimin he won't prostrate before. When he wants to believe, then it makes sense to him to prostrate before a stone. But when it doesn't make sense to him, then he starts questioning, how can we believe in one Allah? Here we got 360 gods that can't satisfy our needs. You are talking of one God. وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. See how he's given da'wah in the jail. And I followed the religion of my forefather, my grandfather, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam. What is our religion? مَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نُشْرِكَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. It is not becoming of us to attribute partners to Allah. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Friends, let me mention one thing. In the Quran, how much Allah Pak has mentioned that he dislikes shirk is unbelievable. Wallah, this is such a thing that Allah cannot withstand. Now, Ustaz used to mention, insan can't withstand it. Where is Allah going to withstand it? Buy insan, buy those two children, buy them a 10 cent sweet and give them one, then buy them a 50 cent sweet and tell them to share it. Okay. Rather give him a 10 cent sweet, but give him his own and give him his own. He doesn't want to share that sweet. Insan's fitrat is such, he doesn't want partnership. That is why Allah says, Am khalaqu ka khalqihi fatashabaha al khalqu alayhim. Is it such that these gods created some skies and Allah created some skies, they created some earth and Allah created some earth, so they are confused who done more? Is this the reason that they are ascribing partners with Allah? That how Allah created God also, these gods are also created? What is the reason that they are attributing partners to me? ذلك من فضل الله علينا وعلى الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون. This is the mercy and the bounties of Allah Pak upon us, but majority of insan is ungrateful to the ni'mat of Allah. Khalif Harun al-Rashid was sitting in his kingdom. He had such a vast kingdom that he used to address the clouds and say, أَمْتِرِي حَيْتُ شَئْتِي. Oh clouds, go and shower rain wherever you want to. فَقَدْ يَأْتِي إِلَيَّ خَرَاجُكْ. Your rain will come within my kingdom. A man of such a great kingdom, he is asking one alim to give him nasiha. Today the ordinary layman hasn't got time to sit in the company of the ulama. The king of that zamana with such a vast kingdom is asking the ulama to give him nasihat. He says, oh Amirul Mu'mineen, imagine you are traveling in the desert and you took your provisions with you and you are traveling with your conveyance. And after a little while, naturally all your provisions were exhausted and you continued with a little strength till such a time came that you became extremely thirsty. and you started feeling weak. And from walking you started crawling. And it was time for you to leave the dunya. The vulture started hovering over you. At that time, if someone came and offered you a glass of water and quenched your thirst, what price will you pay? Without any reservation and hesitation, he said, "U'atihi nisfa mulki," I will offer half my kingdom, bearing in mind how vast his kingdom was. He says, "Oh Amirul Mu'mineen, you took that water, it quenched your thirst, you gained some energy and you started walking." Just as it is a ni'mat of Allah to consume that water, it is a ni'mat of Allah to release that water. If Allah Ta'ala held that ni'mat back and you were unable to release that waste, and your bladder started swelling, if someone came and the pain became unbearable, and someone came and relieved you of that pain, what price will you pay? He says, "U'atihi nisfa al-akhir," I will give him the balance of my kingdom. One day he told him, "Inna mulkan qimatu nisfihi shurba wa qimatu nisfihi al-akhir bawla." O Amir al-Mu'mineen, your kingdom is equivalent to such ni'mat of Allah, which today you and I don't recognize as a ni'mat of Allah. That is few drops of water and few drops of urine. If the value of those two ni'mat of Allah is the kingdom, then you tell me what is the price of iman. Wallah, iman is priceless, my respected Allah. Hazrat Shaykh Sari rahmatullah alayhi was walking for Jummah Salah. It was extremely hot. He lost control over his tongue and he said, "Ya Allah, people are living in mansions and you didn't even give me shoes to walk, oh Allah. You didn't even give me shoes, oh Allah. My feet are burning." He entered the Masjid of Damascus. He seen one person crawling there. He said, "Ya Allah, who had no feet, Ya Allah, I'm grateful to you. You didn't give me shoes, but you gave me feet." Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was walking in the streets of Medina. He seen one person who was semi-deaf, who was blind, who was crippled. And he said, "Ya Allah, I am grateful to you. Ya Allah, I am grateful to you." Umar radiallahu anhu was taken aback by this young man. "Oh young person, what makes you be grateful to Allah? On what ni'mat of Allah are you expressing your gratitude to Allah?" He says, "I can relieve myself." There are many people that can't relieve themselves. "I can eat food." There are many people that can't eat food. The ni'mat of Allah, my respected Allah, "Wallah wa in ta'uddu ni'mat Allahi la tuhsuha." It is beyond our comprehension. We cannot fathom it. We cannot understand it. "La in shakartum la azidannakum." If you will be grateful of my ni'mat, "la azidannakum," I will increase. Now and then when the children and the wife demand, let them explain to us, let us sit down with them and explain to them the bounties of Allah upon us. Let us look at those that haven't got what we got, respected elders. When it's raining, Allah has given us shelter. How many people are sleeping on the street corners? We overlook these ni'mat of Allah. When Allah will snatch these ni'mat, that is the time we will value it. We won't understand the value, we won't value these ni'mat. Tell the day, respected elders, ask the man who hasn't got eyes, what is the value of eyes? Ask the man. One woman was blind in America. It was asked to her, "If God must return your sight to you for a split second, what would you desire?" What an answer that woman gave. She says, "I would desire to see a young child smiling for a second." Allahu Akbar. If God has to return my sight to me, if Allah has returned my sight to me, my desire is to see one young child smiling. Ask the blind man who hasn't got eyes, who is deprived of seeing the Kaaba, who is deprived of seeing the Muazzin calling out the Adhan, who is deprived of seeing the Imam leading the Salah. Ask the deaf man who is deprived of hearing the Qari reciting the Quran, who is deprived of hearing the Adhan, who is deprived. Ask the blind man who is deprived of seeing the Mubarak grave of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the grave of the Sahaba Ikram, the Mubarak Masjid of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ghilaf of the Kaaba. Today Allah has given us this eyes, my respected Allah. Allah forgive, we are using these eyes in such a way that we are earning the wrath of Allah. One alim says, those eyes that are used to earn the wrath of Allah, how can those eyes be blessed with the sight of Allah? How can those eyes be blessed with the sight of Allah that are seen? Those things which Allah has made haram. How can that eye ever be blessed with the sight of Allah? وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَتَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِهِمْ فَاسْتَبَقُوا الصِّرَاطَ فَأَنَّىٰ يُبْصِرُونَ. Let insan know when he's misusing his eyes, we have that power that will make him blind on the spot. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِهِمْ فَمَا اسْتَطَاعُوا مُضِيًّا وَلَا يَرْجِعُونَ. When he is incorrectly using any limb of his body, we have got that power that we will transform him and disfigure him. These ni'mat of Allah Pak that Allah has given us, my respected elders, are we earning the pleasure of Allah through it, or are we earning the wrath of Allah Pak? Now and then I always mention that try, respected elders. We know 2 rakat nafil, we can have 3 intentions. Every night before we sleep, I always mention, let us make 1 intention of Salat Tawbah. We always try this, inshallah. Every night, 1 intention of Salat Tawbah. We don't know if we're going to get up tomorrow morning. And 1 intention, whatever needs, today everyone's got need. And 1 intention, Ya Allah, I'm grateful for you for all your ni'mat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we make dua for everything, respected friends. Ya Allah, when did we ever lift our hand, friends? Ya Allah, you made me, You've given me every limb of my body. One Jamaat was walking, they came to meet one person. He was watering his garden. This was in India. When they came there, he found his eyes were closed. He said, I'm not blind, but my eyelids are paralyzed.
Allahu Akbar.
One is blind, this is Allah has saved us, this is one ni'mat. Then that Allah hasn't made this eyelid paralyzed. So whenever he wants to speak, he has to lift his eyelid like this and then he speaks.